It all started a few days ago. You know, Porkchop, I put it off and put it off, but I just can't put it off any longer. I need a haircut. But nobody has ever cut my hair the way Big Al did back in Bloatsburg. Well, probably because no one else ever has cut my hair.
Just what you need, Doug, my boy. A nice haircut.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Thanks, Mr. Sweeney.
Yeah, I've got to find somebody here in Bluffington who can cut my hair the way he did. The way I like it. Normal, but not dopey. Neat, but kind of messy. It's got to be just right, but not too right. What's that?
Hola, Douglas. Get a load of this.
What is it, Mr. Dink?
Why, it's my brand new state-of-the-art handy-dandy head sculpturer. My tribute to you, my dearest.
Some women are put on pedestals. I get put in a planter.
What you doing today, Douglas?
I'm getting a haircut.
Which one? Get it? Huh? Which one?
All of them.
Well, let me recommend a place to you. See how good they cut mine?
It's nice.
It's the latest. Very expensive. Here's the card.
Cutting edge hair. Very expensive.
Tell them Bud Dink sent you.
Thanks for your help, Mr. Dink. Yeesh. Maybe this isn't such a good idea.
Yo, Doug. Hey, Porkchop.
Well, hey, Skeeter.
Wanna go to the mall with me? I'm getting this new video game called Canine Space Race. It's rocket ships, but poodles fly them.
Oh, sorry, I can't. I gotta find some place to get a haircut.
Oh, cool, you're getting your ears lowered.
Yeah, what?
You. Doug, getting your ears lowered means getting a haircut.
Oh, yeah. I knew that.
Why are you just standing there, frittering your lives away? Gather ye rosebuds. The sands of time are running apace.
Cool! Where?
I was trying to figure out where to get my hair cut.
Oh, follow me. I'm getting mine done today, too. I have just the place for you.
Really?
I'm getting my hair dyed purple to match. Hey, maybe they'll have a two-for-one sale. Well, here we are.
I don't think this place is right for me, Judy.
It's perfect. You could use a new image. Ow! Honestly, Doug, you're so pedestrian.
What's your area code?
Hey, my favorite customer!
Hi, Devo. This is my brother, Doug.
An invisible brother named Doug. That's huge.
This whole haircut thing was gonna be harder than I thought.
Let's go to the mall. There's a place there called Hair Today, Gone Tomorrow. You'll like it, I promise.
I don't know, Skeeter.
I'm telling you, they'll make your hair look perfect.
Perfect. What? Okay, let's go. I have a good feeling about this. Well, if it isn't Funny Face and his comical sidekick, Mosquito. What brings you two losers to the mall? I'm getting a haircut.
Well, that ought to be fun to watch. Hey, man, who invited you?
Hey, free country.
Come on, Doug, let's go, man. Well, I gotta go to the video store, Doug, but this is the place. Oh, There's this one girl who works there named Fluke. Make sure to avoid her. She's crazy, but anybody else is great. Well, good luck, man.
Okay, thanks. I guess that's me.
Don't let them scalp you, buddy. And whatever you do, no sudden movement.
Patty?
Hey, Doug. You get your hair cut here, too?
Oh, yeah. I mean, doesn't everybody? Yours looks great.
Okay, enough flirting. Let's get down to business. It's time for me to create a new... What's your name?
Doug.
Hi, a new Doug. I'm Cynthia.
Who?
But everybody calls me... Fluke.
You.
You know, now that I think of it, I'm not really sure...
Hey, would you chill out? I've got to check your hair profile. Now, let me see... It's you.
No. It must be somebody else. All I want...
No. Don't argue with the artiste.
No, look, really.
And... Oh, yes, this is it. Highlights. Perfection.
Could I please say something here?
And most. Oh, it's the most. That will give it that lift and volume that... Spirit and a sense of danger.
You're a nut.
So fabulous, you won't even recognize yourself.
But I don't want to not recognize myself. How would I know who I am? I couldn't stay. I'd end up with cotton candy for hair. But I couldn't just leave. Patty would see me.
What's the matter, funny? You look sick.
I'm going to call this masterpiece... A tornado of curls. Wish me luck.
Sorry.
Hey, Doug. Doug? Well, where'd he go?
That bunny's such a wimp. Hey, since you're free, want to cut my hair? Fluke?
This was turning out to be the worst day ever. No haircut. And Patty Mayonnaise probably thought I was a total loser.
Ow!
Sorry.
It's all right. You know, you look like you have a lot on your mind. And you're looking kind of shaggy, if I do say so myself. I know just what you need. A nice haircut. Free!
Free? How come?
Well, you'll be my first customer.
Really?
This is my first day in Bluffington. It's hard being the new guy in town.
I know. I just moved here, too.
Well, I'm glad you did. What's your name?
Doug.
Okay, then, Doug. What can I do for you?
Well, I want a trim, but not too short. It should be neat, but kind of messy. I like it.
Relax. I think I know what you mean.
Yeah, da da dee dee dee.
Yeah, that's good. No.
Ta-da!
Perfect.
Yes!
Wait a minute. I know who you remind me of. The guy who cut my hair in Bloatsburg.
I have a cousin in Bloatsburg who's a barber. Big Al Sweeney.
That's him!
Joe Sweeney. Happy to know you. Here, never too old for one of these.
Thanks. Dear Journal, hi, it's me, Doug. I got my ears lowered today. Everybody wanted to make me different, but I know now that you have to be who you are. 'Cause if you're not who you are, then who are you? Who are you? I mean, who is it?
Skeeter.
Come on in.
You gotta look out the window quick, Doug.
Yeah? Who are you looking at? You looking at me? What, you think I look funny? Get out of here.
I guess nobody warned Roger about Floop.
I told you to get lost. What's the matter? Didn't you ever see a guy with a haircut?